overprepped. And he's not overprepped. That's for damn sure. So they're, I mean, seriously, they're throwing it out there like it's like the damn Arsenio Hall show. Go improv. Go, you know, go do whatever the hell you can do. And it's like,
whose line is it anyway?
Right. It's like, whose line is it anyway? You should do it. Come on. You know, do some, I love that show, by the way, back in the day.
Great show.
It was good.
I mean, it was such a good
nice
show.
Nice reference.
My man Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Wayne Brady was like the GOAT and the tall, skinny Canadian guy. I don't remember any of their names. I loved that show. It was so funny.
It was very funny.
But it was a niche audience, I got to say.
Get that dog pound. Dog pound.
I don't think it did that. I would guess it didn't do that well in Memphis. But you had Drew Carey, you had Wayne Brady, you had the Canadians, you know. It was awesome. I love that show. And that's what Shador's going to, it's going to be
that's
who's right anyway. Hey, Shador.
Make something up out there, dude. Show us something good.
Here you go, pal.
Like I joked about it yesterday. It's like, hey, Shador, no team reps this week in practice. Oh, and by the way, the coach's nephew is going to be your starting tight end, and the janitor is going to be your number two receiver. So go out there and try to make something happen, man.
Good luck, kid.
It's like a real, you know, but that, it is what the NFL does, though. They do want to stress test you. It's not like basketball. Where, like, the point I made earlier this week was, you know, Josh Shelby, he went out there and had 52 in a summer league game. Like, he just went out there and hooped. You can't just go out there and hoop in an NFL game, though. You have to, like there's game plan, there's film, there's defensive schemes. Like, you have to go out there and actually, you know, learn that stuff.
And it's not like he's going to be playing the F it, somebody's down there. Like,
that's right.
Just throw the ball up.
No, because all those guys are playing for jobs, too, on the defensive side of the ball. So I think this is, and you can guarantee those guys are getting reps this week.
There will be no Cam Thomas. I'm getting mine.
100%. No way. No, it's going to be a tough, I think, role. But it does add to, if for whatever reason he goes out there and looks amazing, the myth is going to be just, it's going to grow and grow.
He overcame the odds of what he was up against in
this
preseason game.
Like, they did not set him up to succeed at all. And if he goes out there and does it, it will, I think, reshape that battle. I do. I mean, I think that's kind of what they're thinking. Like, hey, if you can do that, we will get you in that conversation. But if you can't, we'll blame everybody else. Like, oh, it wasn't my pick. Oh, it wasn't my pick. I didn't want to pick. I didn't want to draft him. You know, that's what they're going to fight over.
Yep.
Anyway, he's Drew Hill. He's gonna be the guy out at TPC Southwind with the tights.
You can't miss me.
No. Yeah, you literally cannot miss him. All right, we'll come back. Arch Manning, maybe not going to be the number one pick. But not for reasons that you might think. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN. Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. No matter where you are moving, no matter where you're headed, they can help you get that move done. Cross town, cross country, in Memphis, out of Memphis, all good. They're the best. I've used them twice. Man, I am beyond glad that I did. And if I ever move again, which, you know, you never know, I'll be happy to do it. But you got to reach out. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. Let them know you heard about them on 92.9 FM, ESPN, the Jason and John Show. Tell them JM sent you. It's Black Tie Moving. Change and move in the city of Memphis. 316-6196. Call today. All right. So a little bit past noon, which means it's time we do the rundown. Let's go. All right. We have game action tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's a main event, but we do have a couple of games leading up to it. Colts-Ravens. Why do I care about Colts and Ravens? Well, you know, once upon a time, Brad, the Ravens had, like, the longest preseason winning streak in the history of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but, like, that was the thing. Like, every single year, the Ravens were...
They were going for it.
24 in a row.
Woo!
They won 24 preseason games in a row. It's the longest preseason winning streak NFL history. It began in 2016. It ended on August 21st, 2023.
Wow, that's a nice run.
I mean, 24 straight wins and meaningless preseason games, yes. With that being said, the streak is over.
Yeah.
And I think now that the streak is over, they could just get back to, like, we don't care anymore. Because, like, we don't have anything to preserve, then we'll just move on. And that's what they're doing. Like, you're not going to see Lamar. You're not going to see anybody else. Maybe you see some defensive guys, but it's mostly just going to be, you know, twos and threes and fours for the Ravens tonight. Colts, on the other hand, this is a big year for Shane Steichen. You know, back when we would have Adam Chernoff on the show, Shane Steichen was one of his favorites. And understandably so, because, you know, this is a guy that was the OC in Philly the year they went to the Super Bowl but lost to the Chiefs. But obviously not because of their offense. I mean, Jalen Hurts had probably his best game ever in that Super Bowl. And after that game, he went on to get a job as the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts in 2023. Now, it's been a mess in terms of quarterbacks. He had to go with Jalen Hurts. Gardner Minshew his first year. And we saw how bad that was for the Raiders in 2024. You know, last year he did go with Anthony Richardson for the majority of the season, but, you know, he was up and down, had to bench him, had to bring him back. So it's a third year. He's brought in Daniel Jones to push, not even to push, I mean to compete for the starting job. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, my contention is that Daniel Jones is just the white Anthony Richardson, and Anthony Richardson is just the black Daniel Jones. Right. So they're just the same person. They're just different racial backgrounds.
Okay.
Because they both have mobility. They're both big. They both make absolutely mystifying throws and are known for interceptions at bad times.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of amazing. It's like they just went out and they just found the Caucasian clone of Anthony Richardson and said, "Let's go, may the best version of you win."
Yes. And I mean, I think that Daniel, if you're just looking at it from a 30,000-foot view, though, is clearly a better quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't, like, ever pulled their numbers up side by side, but Daniel Jones does have a playoff win, and Anthony Richardson does not. So I do think that is, like, off the rip going to put you in a little bit of a better, you know, tier, although – you know, I mean,
more consistent, clearly. Health has been better.
Yeah.
You know, although had lost a lot of that last season.
That's right. So, I mean, Daniel Jones is, you know, he's played a lot longer, right? His sample size is a lot bigger.
It is.
He's played 70 games in his career.
Yeah. It's large at this point.
Anthony Richardson's played 15. Mm-hmm. That kind of cuts both ways, doesn't it? Like, your sample size is much bigger, yet you're still here fighting for your life.
Right.
Whereas, Anthony Richardson has looked bad in those 15 games, but it's only 15 games.
Right.
It's basically the equivalent of one season, you know,
in
a guy's career. So there's a world where, hey, he can still get better.
Yeah, but I will say that these GMs tend to go, if he's not awesome, which I get it because there's only 30 of these things, 32, you know, like, then he's gone. Like, and I think your quarterback is a good example of this for, you know, like, they're like, well, you know, Russell Wilson was good, but we, you know, they're actually doing more of the passable route. I think that's a good comp. Like, they're doing kind of what the Raiders are doing.
Well, hold on. No. See, this is where we have to get woke.
Okay. Right? School me on how awesome your Raiders quarterback
is. Geno Smith is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. He's top 10.
Whoa.
So he is not just passable. He is a top-level quarterback.
You are schooling me.
If you don't believe me, do you believe Steven Ruiz? We had him on earlier this week.
I do. I tend to lean into what he says.
I mean, he literally is a quarterback ranker.
Mm-hmm.
That's his job. They say,
where's he got him at?
They say, Steven, all you have to do this year, man, is rank quarterbacks. That's your only
job. Where's he got Geno at?
He has Geno 8th.
Holy crap.
Yes. Let's go. I love this guy.
All right, he's better than both of those quarterbacks in Indianapolis.
Easily.
Point taken.
Easily. So the Raiders are not going that route. They're trying to get better. You know, the Colts are just trying to find a guy. They're trying to, like, sift through the needle in the, like, find the needle in the haystack. Is it Anthony Richardson? Is it I mean, they used a number 4 pick on Anthony Richardson, you know, a couple of years ago. So, and I still do think, like, he's got a chance, but I am starting to lose a little bit of faith because this is year 3 and he hasn't taken the bull by the horn, so to speak. And if you're losing your job to Daniel Jones, it's probably the end.
Yep.
Honestly, it probably is the end, at least as a starter for now. I'm not saying I don't want to write the guy off for his career, because I do think the interesting comparison with Geno is he was a guy who got drafted very highly by the Jets. I don't think he was 4th or anything like that. He might have been a 2nd-round guy, but he was drafted very high. You know, he washed out basically. He was 2nd-round pick,
39th. Yeah, that's high.
And he washed out, and, you know, he kind of wandered around for about 5-6 years, to be honest. And, you know,
that was probably the Jets' curse, though. Like, the Jets screwed up.
No,
but I follow
like
you.
It was not an organizational setup for success.
He was drafted in 13. Wow.
Yeah, he's been around for a long, long time. And it's an awesome story because, again, like, he really was written off.
Right. No, he was.
Like, that dude, when he signed with the Seahawks in 2019, this is just such interesting trivia. He lost. He won the backup job in 2019 behind Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, and do you happen to remember who he beat out for the backup quarterback job?
You would not remember. I won't remember it, but I don't.
It's Paxton Lynch.
On his second go-around, right?
Yes. This is,
after Denver had parted ways
with
him. Yes,
this is how...
Man, they didn't spend any time on Paxton.
This is how...
Holy
close
crap.
To being out of it, Geno Smith was. He was competing for a backup job with Paxton Lynch
Woof.
In 2019.
Wow.
Excuse me. And then, 2020, nothing. He was still playing behind Russ. Mm-hmm. And then in 2021, you know, Russell Wilson left the game with a finger injury, and it was basically, you know, his opportunity. And he showed it. And when Russell Wilson moved on, he got the job.
Geno pounced,
and the rest is history. And now honestly, it is a great story of perseverance and believing in yourself and all those different things. You know,
I'm sorry for comparing those other quarterbacks to him.
I think you should.
I'll apologize.
But I also think too that it speaks to how important it is to have a good organization as a quarterback.
Right. Right.
I mean,
that's facts.
I really do. And it goes to show you that these guys, I do think for Anthony Richardson, the Colts is a solid organization. It's not a bad organization. He's got a good coach. This would be an Anthony Richardson thing. But you could see where if you get drafted to the Giants, if you get drafted to the Jets, if you get drafted to all these different teams, you know, that don't have solid front officing, like it may be a them issue as opposed to you.
That's fair.
And it may take 4 or 5 stops to figure that out, you know, for these guys. Mm-hmm. But. You know, I do think that even the Broncos for so long. I mean, Elway would draft terrible quarterbacks. You know, it was an organ.
They might still be drafting for. The jury is out still. I mean,
I
your boy Bo Nix. A lot of some people like him still.
I mean, Bo had a great year. I mean, we'll see if he takes that step. But yeah, I do think that was an organizational thing. So anyway,
I gotcha.
You know, Anthony Richardson is fighting for his career here tonight against Daniel Jones. He'll get the start, so that'll be fun. That'll be at 6:00. Then you have Joe Burrow. Not exactly fighting for his career. He did lead the league in passing last year, almost 5,000 yards. But he's still going to play. He's going to play a quarter tonight. So you'll get a chance to see him with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and that first team offense. And then at 9, it's going to be I'm fired up.
So this is the game of the year.
I'm not even faking this for the radio.
I know you're not. You're excited.
I am so excited.
And for people who don't know, who are new to the show, every day, if it's not a Let It Fly piece of equipment, it's a Raiders hoodie or a Raiders ensemble that you wear in here.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm a very loyal person.
I mean, you're all in.
I'm a loyal person to every organization and or company that has ever supported me. I'm very, very, very loyal. So yeah, man, I'm pumped. I'm going to go to Skybox.
Are you doing it in Skybox?
I've rented out Skybox. No, I have not.
Bring Jake and we'll go hang out.
Yeah, I've not rented out Skybox, but, I think everybody up there kind of knows the deal.
Yeah.
9:00 PM.
It's a late one.
It is a late one, but
that's when Skybox really starts to roll. There's some side bets going on in that bar over there.
9:00 is when on a Thursday is when Skybox starts to close.
Oh,
I mean,
closing time?
I mean, I think they close like 10, don't
I
they?
I think
on a 10. Weekend?
I usually get, I've had some late night takeouts. That's my joint over there. I go over to the bar to get the
now,
takeout.
I will say they are very good usually about when I'm watching like a game up there. They let me kind of hang around.
Yeah. You close it down for them.
Yeah, basically. They're kind of like sweeping around.
Where
me,
do you go
know?
After that? Is there a hangout like, after
I go, I go to Club Home.
Club Home.
You know? There ain't much else to do, dog. Everything shuts down.
You're in the burbs, bro.
Yeah.
You're in the burbs, dog.
I guess there are like you know if
no speakeasies.
I don't want to give away like you know what I'm saying my moves.
Your rotation.
Yeah, I don't need people trying to like follow me or something like that, man. But you know, occasionally if it's one of those kind of nights, where it's like we're gonna go somewhere else.
Yeah, there's a later place.
It would be Rock House Live. That's a little bit down the way.
Rock House Live is.
I think they have since changed the name though.
It's in Collierville.
Yeah, it's a little further down.
Okay.
But I don't think it's that anymore. I think they've changed the name to something else. Maybe Orleans or something.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right. That restaurant on the square that just the new one that just opened up,
I could
reopened.
Be completely wrong on that, by the way. I thought that's what somebody told me, though.
There's a couple of them. And I guess Tony's place over there in Colleyville Pie State.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stays open later.
Exactly. But that's usually where we go. Okay. Look, if you want to pay me to come to your establishment, I will come.
I watch a late night Geno Smith game.
Yeah, hell yeah! We can have a party, man. But I'm excited about this.
Skybox. You've been a local supporter of Skybox.
Oh, there's no question about that. And I think they know they. You know,
I love Skybox.
They're very great to me. Yeah. They have unbelievable service. They truly do
the best.
If you get a chance to go up there, I don't. She doesn't really work much anymore. Yeah. I don't know, like if she's got a. Like a benefactor or something, or like a sugar daddy situation going on.
There's a young lady in there.
But ask for Morgan.
Yeah.
And if you know, Morgan is unbelievable. She really is great.
Okay.
She does a great job.
Ask for Morgan.
The bar. But I do like her hours have not been what they used to be. So I think she's found a deal or something. You know, like I said, a benefactor.
While we're on this, have you been to the new Half Shell, which is inhabiting where Mike's old place was?
My wife asks me about that all the time, and I'm just like, you know, I don't know if I can bring myself to step foot in
you,
there.
You can't do it because it's a former Mike Miller establishment that didn't quite.
What it used to be, yeah.
How? I mean, I think it's Mike would be okay with that.
It's not about Mike. It's not about Mike. I think he, like, yeah, he got a good deal. They bought him out of him, whatever.
Yeah, like he got out of that deal.
For me, it's like, you know, I know what it
it's good.
Represented.
You got to get in there. The desserts. Stacey and I even go in there before they close at 9 because like on a Thursday night, you can get in there and, like, you know, you get to hit the bar, have a cocktail, get a little dessert. They don't have you can't go break their golf screens anymore, but, you know, they have great food.
Yeah. They have a good bar set up?
Terrific set up.
Okay. It's a good sports bar.
Yeah. They have TVs in there. They have good TVs, but it's a little more low key than obviously.
Right,
they don't
sure.
have the ticker in there anymore. They've taken the ticker out.
I don't need the ticker. The ticker is just like, you know, that's
a momentum of the past.
Yeah. I don't need the ticker. It's just not that important. I know the scores of the games.
We actually had Jake's, like, his 15th birthday at Mike's old place, Let It Fly, when it was open, and we were one of the first to have a birthday party back there, and did so I was supporting Mike's.
That's awesome.
His places.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No.
You can go out and watch the game tonight.
Well, look, I don't want to move on. I'll reminisce about this all day. All right.
We're giving helpful listener tips because these are our listeners in Germantown.
No, it was a great spot. It was it was not long for the world, you know. But I
supported the hell out of it for the record.
I mean, it made it through COVID.
It did make it. That was
which
a
was
tough.
Tough
pull. Yeah,
I mean, it's really tough. You know,
and it was.
Then staffing is just its own thing. You know, I mean, running a restaurant in a sports bar is just not
brutal,
especially for somebody like him, bro.
No,
he's out here trying to negotiate Paolo Banchero's deals.
He doesn't
right?
need that.
He ain't trying to, like, you know, hire people to run a bar.
And I think in this area, if I don't want to speak for Mike, I think it's tougher in this area to do that because of the staffing. And that's not a referendum on our area. People are trying to make a grind here, bro. You know, but, like, it is tough to staff those things.
Yes, it is. But at any rate, you know, I've adopted Skybox. I was kind of like, it was kind of like back in when Let It Fly was open, you know.
Yeah, and you didn't want to cross pollinate.
It was a competition. It was a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah,
I don't mind saying that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was like I would go to both.
Right. Oh, you supported
and,
both.
And it was kind of like
I did too.
And it was kind of, I gotta be honest, it was a little awkward for everybody involved because
it really is.
Like, why would you not come to my spot? Well, why would you not come to my? You know, so and then you know, if I did go to Skybox, I would usually wear Let It Fly gear.
Mm.
You know. I look, it was something I had to do. I still supported both by doing that, all right? But now, you know, I'm free.
Yeah, you're free.
And I do, you know, usually spend my nights when I do go out.
Skybox.
When I do go out. And so that is where I rented out the venue tonight.
Nice.
John doesn't know that yet, but
no.
He will eventually find out. We'll be watching this game there tonight. And I don't know, you know. I mean, it's preseason, right? It's not like it's going to be starters the entire game. But
no.
I do think that's about as intriguing as I mean, this is it's not Belichick going back to New England, all right? I understand that. But Pete Carroll was one of the best for a long time in Seattle.
I mean, obviously there will be some intrigue with him returning because this is your shot at that, right? You're not going to have this in the regular season.
I don't believe they play in the regular season.
But if I had to power rank these games, so the Cleveland game is not, let's see, Cleveland is tonight, right?
Cleveland is Friday.
So that's tomorrow. Yeah, you're probably on the one.
That's
tonight.
The number one for sure. Yeah, plus you're getting starters from the Raiders.
You're on the one.
Your first look at Ashton Jeanty. He probably gets like 3-4 carries.
Yeah.
But
I'm excited about that and intrigued.
Yeah. Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the Raiders team. If I had I'd like to maybe, I don't have an NFL team as we've chronicled on this radio show.
You go back and forth with the Cowboys.
Well, I am out now because they're not on the station.
Gotcha.
But, and honestly, I'm tired of it. I'm like all these fans that think Jerry's a joke and that he's kind of a media whore. And I've sold the story many times on the station. And Gabe, I'm sure, fights it too. When you grow up in St. Louis and you have two franchises, I mean, Memphis has had their guts ripped out.
Definitely.
But like St. Louis football fandom growing up in that city, it is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Like it's almost embarrassing because you're like, so Brad, what's your favorite NFL team? And you have to go, well, I'm from the southern near St. Louis area. I grew up a Cardinals football fan, and then, Bill Bidwell took them. And then, so I waited for a while. I was a Bears fan for a while. And then they got another franchise. And then they also left. And so, like my dad goes to the stupid Battlehawks games, the stupid UFL games, so they can stick it to the Kroenke family. Like, that's some big meaningful thing.
That's right.
But it is a little tough, like, when two franchises have been. So, like, you go, okay, I don't want to be a Bears fan like Jason because, there's this thing against Chicago and St. Louis is a little bit of a rivalry. So, like, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
I followed the Eagles when I was living on the East Coast as a program director. I enjoyed those games. And then you move here, and then the Titans are in Nashville, and there's all this weird stuff between Memphis and Nashville. So not to go all the way in here, but
yeah.
I was excited when the Raiders went to Vegas because I'm like, I kind of like Vegas, and I lived there. And,
sure.
They got to get it going, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is you support a franchise that's really been through it is what I've learned watching you go through this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but at some point, you just take the emotions out of it. You're just like, all right, it's just a Tuesday in December. I have to, have no investment in this. Like,
I do have a lot of friends who love the Raiders. My friend Sean, who lives here in Memphis, likes the Raiders. You'd be surprised. They have a national brand. It goes back with that family.
No, we don't have to sit here and, talk around it. I mean, the Raiders have one of the five most iconic brands in the NFL.
I think that's fair.
I mean, the silver and
Steelers
black.
Steelers are there.
Steelers, Cowboys, Raiders, 49ers, probably, and then you pick your fifth. I mean,
Cowboys are in this area for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking not just this area. I'm talking
you're
like
talking the national brand. It's a national brand.
The most iconic brands in the NFL,
Cowboys,
are Cowboys, Raiders, Steelers, 49ers. Pick your fifth.
I'm going to go with the Washington franchise because I've seen their love in this market, which is random.
They are definitely not top five, though.
You don't think they're top five?
They're not top five.
I don't think it's the Saints. I don't.
It is
think,
not the Saints.
It's definitely not Atlanta. It's definitely not any of the Florida teams. I don't think it's Miami.
It could be like I think
New England has come on strong because of their success with Brady and what's happened.
Yeah.
Like my wife wears a stupid Tom Brady jersey to this day.
I'd say probably the Packers would be.
Packers
fifth.
Are right there. Bears and Packers are probably a tie almost.
I think I would give the nod slightly to the Packers. They have
it's that small town thing and that brand for that state, and it's. Yeah, I think you're right.
Because it's so unique too.
Yep.
Like the Green Bay Packers.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Like a bear is a bear.
Yeah, sucked. They've sucked since 1985. They've sucked.
That's right. Now they did go to a Super Bowl, 07.
Yeah.
But outside of that, yes, I agree.
And I know Jason, if he were here, would be ripping my head off. But
I think
all due respect,
I think he would admit that the Packers are a more iconic brand than the Bears.
I think, yeah.
And
that's
people will push back on the Raiders because they haven't been good in a long time. But like when I think iconic,
I think Raiders.
I'm not talking about most successful, most winning teams. I'm talking about
it's the shield. It's the brand.
Right, when you see that logo, Steelers,
Black.
49ers, Raiders, Cowboys, and Packers.
I think you've nailed it.
Is there an argument for the Broncos? Yes. Is there an argument for the Chiefs? I would say probably yes. Mm. Is there an argument for the Bears? Yes. But I think that's about it.
They're not an icon status, though. They're not an icon status. And a lot of them are one-hit wonders, too. Like the Chiefs were hot until, now they're hot. They're hot now.
Is there an argument for the Eagles? Probably. Maybe.
I think that's marketable. Like, if you go out on the East Coast, and you know this more than anybody, like, North Jersey is Giants, so it's split between the Giants and the Eagles in that region.
Right.
They don't own, a mass. They own a lot, and they're giant franchises because they're in the biggest markets, but I don't think they're iconic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the exact answer, but I do. I feel very good about my workshop list.
You've done a good job.
Raiders, 49ers.
You have the five.
Cowboys,
You don't think you're biased on this, though? You think that's even if, as an observer, you would put the Raiders in there?
I think if you just polled people, like on the side,
I think you got it.
You know, and you say, hey, like who? When you think of the NFL, who do you think of? Like, give me five teams.
Most iconic.
Now, some people will just name the most like Super Bowl winners. You know what I'm saying? But like, I think when you like strip it away, whose look do you remember the most? Whose logo do you remember the most? No doubt about that. It'd be the Raiders. Like you can hate on it if you want, but it's just
I think that's fair.
Truth. And one of the five most iconic brands in the history of the NFL is going to be playing football tonight on the NFL Network at 9:00 p.m. In a return game for Geno Smith and Pete Carroll. And yes, I have a lot of money on the Raiders.
Oh, you're betting on this game?
It's a preseason game, so it's fine. It's fine. If it's a regular season game, I would stay away. But
has the line moved at all since yesterday when you corrected me on this?
It's Vegas -4.5 now.
Oh.
So
gone down.
Has it gone down? What was it?
Wasn't it 5 yesterday?
I don't know. I don't remember.
5.5? I thought it was higher.
No, I don't know. I think this is peak right now. 4.5, 5 has been the peak. Because it opened Seattle as the favorite.
Oh.
Seattle was like -1.5, -2 to start. So this is totally flipped because they're not playing starters. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited about it. Should be a fun time. Football, as we know it, is back. All right, so I hope you didn't bet on Arch Manning to be the number one pick in the 2026 NFL draft, Brad. I hope you didn't put that in your sports book over there.
Right. What's your website you use?
Kalshi.
Kalshi.
Yeah.
No.
They have that.
They have that one in there?
Oh, yeah, they have. They have literally anything. Okay. They had what Eric Cartman would say on South Park last night.
Was that last night?
Yeah.
No, I missed
it. It's honestly great. Like, Kalshi is great content.
I mean, it is. I'm looking at the bets they've got on the front page now.
See, like, you check it. You're like, all right, what's like, because in a way, it's a little Twitter-ish.
Kind of Twitter. It's like, it's trending topics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, we have right now, I think the front page is, will OpenAI raise the cost of ChatGPT this year?
Yeah.
And it's a 25% chance right now. Then you have, like, how many South Park episodes will feature Eric Cartman as Charlie Kirk?
Oh, it's got the J.D. Vance thing in there because they've been talking about him running for president.
FESJC winner.
Is it in there?
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh.
And Akshay Bhatia is now up to second because he's 8 under.
Well, Akshay.
Yeah, so Scotty's got his work cut out for him. You think he can run him down?
I think Scotty will. In fact, in 10 minutes, he'll tee off, and he will. I heard his quotes this morning as he said, just keep it in play.
That's right.
Keep it in play.
Well, he's pretty good at doing that.
He's very good at that. He's accurate.
Yes.
So I am going with Scotty.
So anyway, I hope you didn't bet Arch Manning to go number one at Kalshi because Archie Manning, his dad, his granddad, has poured a lot of water on that one. I don't know where this, I guess this was Texas Monthly.
Yeah.
He was talking to, but he said Arch isn't going to declare for the 2026 NFL draft. He'll be at Texas.
Whoa.
That is what he told.
Well, he'll get paid like more than he could probably make first year.
Yes. So that's the first thing is, you know, I assumed he'd come out, but then I remembered like he's a Manning.
Yes.
And he doesn't have to.
And he's got all the money in the world.
He got all the money in the world. And, you know, I mean, he would have been, you know, number one in 2026. But now, you know, it's 2027.
Wow.
One of his uncles is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Heard about him.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah. The other one probably should be in there, right?
Probably should be. Peyton Manning spent 4 years at Tennessee.
Heard that.
Eli Manning stayed at Ole Miss for 4 years. So, I think that's just kind of the blueprint, right? It's like, hey, your uncles did it. It worked out extremely well for both of them.
Yeah.
We have billions of dollars. What's the hurry?
I guess that's the right play, and I think this is going to happen more. It's obviously happening in baseball because the signing bonuses can't match the load of cash that some of these colleges can pay these kids.
Yeah.
And so for football, forget the Manning story. Forget the four-year story. And I think it's a good reason why he's going to stay, right? Ole Miss, Tennessee.
Well, I think first of all, it's a remarkable privilege. Like
like
you're coming from a place of privilege that you're able to do this. Right?
You're not even you don't have to think about it.
Like if this was just a regular kid,
that's right,
who didn't come from a football family. Who cares? Like, I'm going. Even if you're, forget like being an inner city destitute, whatever. If you're just an average kid. If you're us.
We're going.
You're going into the draft because you need the money.
Yes.
You want the money. this is simply just being from a wealthy family.
Right.
And, I mean, it helps that his uncles did the same thing. They didn't rush out of school.
Yes.
And they still went on to have great NFL careers. And honestly, what I will say, and I will give them this, he hasn't played that much.
Right. He hasn't got a lot of run.
He's going to play all this year, but even 1 year.
Yeah.
In their mind, it could be too soon, right? I mean, there's no – we still feel like we can, learn a little bit more. But again, this is all just from the place of privilege. It's like, I get to do this. I don't need to take care of my family.
I don't need the money.
I don't have to pay for mom a house. I don't have to pay my mom. My family's already got that. Yeah. Forget the NFL career. Now they got the damn Omaha Productions. They got the Manning cast. They got all these different things. They have so much money.
Yeah.
They have so much money.
I do think a lot of average families, and I have friends whose kids have gotten drafted, more so in baseball, because there's a bazillion rounds, by the way. Everybody gets drafted in baseball. If you're good, you're going to get, out of college, you get drafted.
Right.
I say all that to say, college baseball players, they never even consider the educational component of it about going, because education's changed. You can do remote college anywhere and fix that up later on. There used to be this, even the kid from who went to LSU, Adam MUS, seven years ago, and there was this big debate, why don't you take the $2 million with the signing bonus? The truth is now, and this is an opinion, and I know I'm not a perfect parent, but you should go to the pros, because you can make up that degree. You can get online and finish up the calculus class you missed your senior year. You know what I'm saying? Things are a lot different. And now these schools pay for that. They want you to go pro.
Yes.
They want to spend their NIL money elsewhere, or not. But, you get my point.
Absolutely right.
So, it doesn't surprise me he's going to stay. And it sounds like it's done.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and the market, by the way, responded.
So they're all in. What is it at?
He dropped from at the beginning of the month, he was 48% to go number one. Now he's 4% to go number one.
Oh, my God.
So they responded in kind. There's no doubt about that. And that's what I was like, because I'll be honest. People may get a little tired of me talking about the market so much, but I truly think I'm not doing my job if I'm not monitoring those markets.
No, these predictive things are great.
Yeah, because this is just that's really where this stuff is decided.
Right.
I mean, it just is. It's like if the market didn't move on Arch Manning's comments, I would say, yeah, probably just an old cranky grandpa talking. You know what I mean? He don't know what the hell he's talking about. He ain't in those decisions. But then because it moves,
right,
he's like, oh, he's got juice. Like he knows exactly what the plan is.
Yeah.
And he revealed the plan. And who knows whether he'll, I guess he also said, the other interesting part is not just that he won't be in the draft, he will be at Texas. So,
He ain't transferring either.
Right. There's a world where you say, hey, right, we're going to.
All in on Sark.
They're all in on.
Unless he's not there, which in this case, he'll be there.
No, those guys are so old school, it feels like, where, they pick a place.
Yeah.
And that's where they're going to be.
I admire the hell out of it. And it's a hell of a lot easier when you got a bazillion dollars, though. I'll say that. I think the reason why Arch is so chill, I'd be chill, too, if I had, all that backup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Mentality is based on setup.
Yes, it is. And they feel like they got a good one there at Texas. So, anyway, I found that to be pretty fascinating that we're already sort of throwing water on it. You don't know what could happen.
4% chance.
What if Arch Manning has 50 touchdowns? I mean, I'm not saying he will, but what if he just has such an he won't have 50 touchdowns. But what if he has so if he plays 12 games, right?
Right.
And then he's got
balls out.
Three playoff games or something like that?
Yeah.
Let's say he has, so that's 15 games. He could have 50 touchdowns. What if he has 50 touchdowns this year?
Are you
telling me you're going to tell that kid to go back to school?
I think they're crazy enough that that's what they're going to do. I actually think he's going to come back.
I honestly think that would be malpractice.
If he has a
year where it's it was good, could have been better, that's easy. But if it's a year where you maximum production, where you have 50 touchdowns, what if he has 50 touchdowns, no picks, and he has 100% completion percentage?
I get your point.
100%. He doesn't miss a single throw.
I get your point, but I will say, first of all, I don't think his stock is going to drop much, even if he has a crappy senior year after that ball-out junior year. Number one, because we've seen that happen before where the guy doesn't come back and perform as hot as they did. I think Shadur, I guess he had a little better year that next year.
Yeah.
Because he had a better offensive line.
Right.
But I would also say, they they are operating different. Like, there's a reason why they didn't give a crap about him not playing last year. And honestly, I kind of agree with Paul Feinbaum. The backup quarterback was the better quarterback last year. He just didn't play much.
No doubt about that.
I am convinced. I always thought it was a charade last year.
Yeah. Well, that's the latest. Arch is not going to the NFL draft after this season. He's going to spend another year at Texas. So that'd be nice. It'd be nice to enjoy, you know, a great quarterback at college level.
I wonder if mom and dad and everybody's cool with Arch just getting his butt out there and saying that. I wonder where they're at on that.
It's interesting, but I think they probably just don't care.
They don't care about any of this.
Don't forget that isn't Ashley a minority owner in the Grizzlies?
Yes.
So she got. I mean, they got money coming out of the NBA.
No, they do. They're part of that minority ownership group.
That folks got so much damn money. It's ridiculous.
No, it's crazy.
What's Peyton's net worth? I know it's not.
I'm going to guess on it. I bet it's half Bill. I bet it's half Bill. Peyton Manning net worth.
Only 250.
I was off by half. He's got.
I mean, 250 is not only.
Yeah.
Like, to be
quarter
clear.
Of a Bilzo.
But maybe more. I mean, who knows? Who knows how accurate this stuff is?
Right.
Who
knows? Still, it's probably close.
I mean, these places don't know how much he gets from Omaha. They don't know how much. You know.
And what's liquid, right?
Well, that's part of your net worth, though, right?
Okay. I mean,
even if you're not liquid, you have like
You're just talking overall net worth. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
But I, you know, whatever. I mean, that's just Peyton, and then Eli's probably worth another $100 million if I had to guess.
Ooh, I bet. Yeah.
I mean, the man's won 2 Super Bowls.
Eli Manning net worth
$160 million.
Yeah, so, he's way up there.
I mean, there you go. That's $500 million.
Poor Cooper over here being just an average, you know, hobo.
His son will be worth more than all of them.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Cooper Manning net worth. Let's see what the long-lost brother's worth. I realize it's not important.
Is a child an asset?
You're going to be surprised at what his net worth is. Take a guess. Don't look.
Cooper?
Yeah.
I know he's got a big wig job somewhere. I'm going to say $10 million.
You're a little low. 13.
Okay.
Homeboy's holding his own, dog.
But is his child an asset? Can you claim a child
Do you think Cooper has made money off the backs of Arch? I think being a Manning probably is worth $1 million.
He hasn't made money off of Arch probably directly yet, but that, I mean, Arch Manning is going to be $150, $250 million. Like, his money is going to go longer because...
It's an interesting question.
You know, like...
He's going to get interview opportunities and get paid to do them.
Yeah, I mean, Arch is going to make more money in the NFL than Peyton Manning did just because of the salary cap.
No, there's no question.
You know, so he will have the last laugh, ultimately.
He's going to make more than those dudes.
Yeah, because his son is going to do it.
And he's a great player.
And it's probably even more fun when it's your son as opposed to you, because you're not the one that has to take the hits.
Oh, it's great.
You get to just watch
him
do it.
That's the best, you know, especially in that game.
Yeah, so.
Well, $13 million for Cooper.
As usual, it's good to be a Manning. There's no doubt about that. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Raheem Palmer's going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you try to find ESPN?
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is your best bet when it comes to getting the most money for your home. They are absolutely awesome. Great people, great team. You know, the goal is to make the most money for your home, right, when you're selling it. And the conditions just change. I don't want to say they're good. I don't want to say they're bad. They just change. And you need a team that's nimble enough to be able to adapt to them and adjust them. And that is exactly what Jennifer and her team do every single day. They know how to do it. They know how to price a home. They know what clients are looking for, what buyers are looking for. They're the best, but you got to reach out, soldotlivelovememphis.com, and get started today. Right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Raheem Palmer is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about a couple of things, kind of NFL preseason, maybe get his thoughts on the Arch Manning news. I did see that while we're on the subject of preseason, it's not going to be tonight, but it will be Saturday night. Travis Hunter is going to play, and not only is he going to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's going to play both sides.
Whoa.
He's going to make his two-way debut. He's going to play receiver and cornerback against the Steelers, and the Jaguars starters are going to play as well. I mean, I think this one is really quite fascinating, because really my intrigue is how long will they keep this jig up?
Right.
Like, how long are they going to try this dude out for, you know, on both sides of the ball?
Will they keep doing it during a regular season game?
I mean, I think, like, there's no, like, it's never been done is the first thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how long are we going to pretend like this is going to, I mean, I think it's good to find out where he's better.
Yeah, I think you're going to find out where he's better. I'll also add this. There's nothing, like, outside of Colorado, because now you're in the damn pros, like from just doing an occasional defensive stand and then playing offense all the time, or a one-off package, or maybe you're part of 1 3/4 and 2 4/4, you know, not where you're playing the whole game both ways.
Yeah, I could do that. Could be totally.
You just mix it up, and it's all packages. You know? And it's plays, or it's like you're going to be playing corner. You're starting at corner. You're our fastest guy. You're our most athletic guy, and you're an awesome corner, and you're better at that. And then we've got 5 plays that we've designed for Travis Hunter.
Right. Right.
And or we occasionally put him in as a decoy. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting to...
An intriguing player.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's Saturday night. I'm in.
Same. I mean, that's an attraction.
I don't need much, as you can tell.
Well, we're in that point in the calendar where it's like, I'm not watching the Little League World Series. I'm sorry, kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, I mean, what are we... I will say, though, while you bring that up,
yeah,
I did watch randomly.
You did not.
A little bit.
Williamsport.
The Cardinals come back against the Padres.
Oh, okay.
On Saturday.
All right. I was gonna say
you were down 4-0.
Came back. Yeah.
Came back and won. Have you done anything since that night?
Yeah, they beat the Dodgers.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, a couple times.
So now you're exactly you won yesterday.
Yep.
5-3, and now you're exactly where you want to be, which is 500.
I hate
after
this.
You were a seller at the deadline, right?
Don't do this.
And now you're going to like somehow make the playoffs.
No, it's stupid. What the Cardinals have done is it's purgatory, because you're not bad and you're not good and nobody's going to the games. You have no charismatic stars or players except for the young talent, right? Mason Wynn, you know, you got a few dudes. But the most exciting thing that happened when I was on vacation last week was when the Cardinals made the trade. And they got rid of Mats, and they acquired
some prospects, right?
They acquired Blaze Jordan from DeSoto Central, and Blaze actually made his debut yesterday.
Wow, he's already playing.
Yeah, he's playing for the Redbirds here in town now, and he's very excited about it. I've talked to a couple of his friends.
Got it.
And like that was, and honestly, they kind of bilked the Red Sox out of that dude. Their now new GM came from the Red Sox. He was the former in their front office, and he's taken Mazalok's place. So he has a familiarity with Blaze Jordan, and. They're thinking he might be the third baseman or the first baseman of the future for the Cardinals.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, you do have to build for the future too.
Yes.
If you're not going anywhere in the present.
Yeah. Now but, they still are in that wild card.
No, line, they're in the race.
Know? Yeah.
They're
wild
in the,
card, maybe.
I mean,
look at the wild card standings.
It could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a long shot though, because you're battling Cincinnati and San Francisco, and you probably need you can't be around 500. You need about 5 or 6 ahead of 500 to get there.
All right.
It looks like a long shot.
All right. I'm monitoring, man. All right. That's how bored I was. I was like, let me tune in on the Fathers. And
I've
Cardinals
been watching
here.
A lot of. I've watched more baseball this year than I did last year. Now, people in St. Louis are not going to the games. Like they're boycotting it. Almost.
Yes. Yes. Makes sense. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's
glad you're watching baseball.
I'm watching, man. I tell you that right now, I'm watching. So
now, Jason's Cubs, on the other hand,
are they sliding?
They are doing okay. They're going to get a wild card.
They're 66
slot.
And 48.
Yeah, they're very
they're
good.
Great.
No, they're doing awesome. They'll probably win that division, maybe.
Oh man, I'm sure he's just absolutely loving.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, they're.
I think he was talking about going. I think he was like maybe going up there tomorrow.
Brewers are in the lead in that division, but like the Cubs are easily going to be a wild card team.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he talked about going to Chicago. I don't think he is because his son has first week of school, so they're locked in here.
Got it. I enjoyed when I went up there last year for the this exact series, actually the. The past series, they just got
Dodgers.
Done the Reds. They were playing the Reds.
Oh, that was where you saw the
homie Ellie De La Cruz.
He is something.
I'll never forget it.
He's really good.
But he hasn't really done anything this year, huh?
No.
Like he just kind of. I mean, he's good, but he's not like lighting the world on fire.
No, not lighting the world on fire. So, compared to last year.
But he's 23.
Oh, he's a stud.
I mean, he's got 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
he's got 14 more years to do that, man.
Man, they're gonna be good.
So anyway, yeah, I'm watching preseason. This weekend, Travis Hunter's going to make his two-way debut. I don't know how much people are locked into this, but I'm passing it along so that in the event you want to watch something, there you go. Get it on your calendars.
I'm excited about Travis Hunter. I'm concerned about Jacksonville, though. Like, I worry about if they're going to be as good as everybody's been talking about Jacksonville as this pie in the sky. I don't know if he's the guy who turns it around for him or not.
Yeah.
You believe in Trevor Lawrence?
I believe in Trevor Lawrence. I do.
You do? You think he's the guy?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how, you know, like we talked about the organizational thing, mm-hmm. right? Like
yes.
I don't know that he's had a great, you know, situation around him.
Yeah.
So I think that's up for debate.
I think that's why.
But his talent is just like, I mean, yeah. you know, 2-3 years ago, I remember telling somebody, it was very, 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 very wrong. But after they lost to the Chiefs in the playoff game, remember they beat the Chargers, like they came back from like.